7.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I guess we just made it, huh, Dr. Hubbard?
Yeah.
I have to mark this on the calendar. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. And I just want to let you know, class, there's a post on the website. Get this. A Maryland woman is cited for driving 63 miles an hour in a 65-mile-an-hour zone. Now, I remember driving with Mrs. Fennelli through the night, and we're moving our large trailer to Missouri from Virginia, and we were climbing this huge hill with a huge load and a 20-foot trailer, 8x8x20, and we were doing 45 in a 65, and we were stopped because we were the only vehicle in the middle of the night driving up this long hill, and the state trooper wanted to know if we had a problem and why we were just doing 45 climbing this great big hill. But driving 63 in a 65, that's kind of uncalled for, don't you think? So anyway, that's a post on the website. You know, today we're going to be talking about medicine for emergency situations, and I'm delighted, absolutely delighted to be in the broadcast classroom with a medical doctor, Dr. James Hubbard. You know him as the survivaldoctor.com. He's going to be with us April 6th and 7th at the Get Prepared Expo in Lebanon, Missouri, at the Cowan Civic Center. So you'll have a chance to meet with him and attend his seminars, and he's going to be talking about burns and wounds and what to do about them. And we're delighted to have Dr. James Hubbard with us. He began practicing medicine in the 1980s in a small Mississippi town. And he moved to Colorado Springs. He continued practicing medicine part-time. But he wants to teach us, the non-medical people out there who are interested in preparedness and survival, as much medicine as he could in as many ways as he could. So he's published and distributed a magazine called the My Family Doctor, and his website right now is thesurvivaldoctor.com. So if you are interested in his e-books, The Survival Doctor's Guide to Wounds and The Survival Doctor's Guide to Burns, they're $3.99 each, and you can get them as PDF files at smashwords.com, or you can go to his website, thesurvivaldoctor.com, or you can go to our website, usapreparers.com, where there's a link to Dr. Hubbard on page one with the instructors at the bottom in the black section where all the instructors are located. So welcome, Dr. Hubbard.
Welcome. Glad to be here. Yeah.
Yeah, we just made it, class. We just made it to the broadcast today, and kind of exciting when that happens. Dr. Hubbard, you know, as we get closer and closer to some serious events, I think there are a lot of us that believe that there's so many things that could happen. It doesn't even matter what they are, but the outcome could be bad. For example, let's say the power goes down. Let's say there's a trucker strike. Let's say there's an earthquake. Let's say there's an ice storm. As we get into these more and more of these events, because they seem to be happening at an increasing rate, What do we do with medicines? And what if we can't get medicines? For example, like insulin. What do we do in a situation like that? How do you? What do you recommend that we do to prepare for that?
Well, I have a lot of questions about that on my website, and there are some types of medical problems that you can prepare for, and some that you can't prepare for very well. As far as the medications go, there is nothing out there that is going to take the place of insulin at this time. I've gone to telling people that hopefully they can get by, you know, and if it's just, like you said, if it's a short period of time, if it's a week or if it's a month, they should have an some extra insulin on board and have a place to be able to cool it. There are refrigerators you can get. Either you can get the generator or you can get a refrigerator that comes with propane, or you can, you know, even get a solar-type powered refrigerator. All of these are pretty small, but they have plenty of room to keep your insulin. As time goes on, if there were to be a disaster, you can make insulin out of a pig pancreas. But that, and in fact, there are some sites that show that how to do that. But it's a pretty complicated thing. You've got to know, first off, be able to extract it, of course, but also be able to make it, you know, usable, and know the dose that you're going to have to be giving, and that's pretty going to be a pretty hard thing to do. But at that, at some point, as time goes on, if you could store up your insulin for, say, you know, several months, even as much as a year, then the you can. Your best hope is going to be that somebody's going to be doing that. People who have insulin, you can store it in refrigerated areas for about 30 days after it's opened, and you can store it in a cool, dry place as long as you can, as long as the expiration date is in effect, and then it starts deteriorating quite a bit. It's one of those drugs that you can't really do much with after the expiration date. So that's insulin. The other one that people talk about this would be a hard situation is thyroid. If you don't have any thyroid at all, then it's going to then you better start storing up some thyroid medication. And again, you can get thyroid medication can be made from pig thyroid, but that would be in the future. So I suggest to people to try to at least keep several days to a week's worth of their medication on hand. Insulin would be different. Don't even keep more than that. And then every time you get your prescription, either ask your doctor for an extra month or so to have on hand, or get your prescription filled a few days ahead of time so that you can store those few extra days, and over a period of time you'll have an accumulation. A lot of people say, well, the insurance won't do that. It won't give me, but I think most insurances will give you a few extra days. You can get it filled a little early, you know, you can check with your pharmacy or your insurance and find out. So those are the two main things that that you need to really be storing up for sure. Some of the others, there are some alternatives you can do. You can live longer with some of the without your medication. However, in many cases, there's nothing that's going to be as effective as your medication, as your prescription medication in the event that you need it. That's why they have it out there. It's not just because the a pharmaceutical company has decided to take over the world. It's that some of these medicines really do help, and there wasn't a good alternative before those. Diabetes is one example. People used to die of of no insulin until there was insulin, and so there wasn't a good alternative. There were some tricks you could do to stay alive a little longer, but it's one of the things your body needs essentially, and there is not a substitute for it.
Dr. Hubbard, many years ago, I went to my doctor when I was on medicine, and that's many, many years ago, and I was concerned about not having it. And I asked him if he'd be able to write a prescription so I could have some spare meds, if you would. And he looked at me like I was nuts. Like, why would I want to do that? And it looked like I had just committed a grievous sin even asking about it. Is there something in the medical profession that prevents a doctor from prescribing medicine to have in storage in case of an emergency?
You know, I think that's a prevalent view, at least from the comments of people who have talked to me, written to me on my website. There's nothing that says you couldn't do that, and certainly I would do that to a point. I don't think I would be comfortable in a lot of medications giving way, you know, a year's amount of time. But people go on vacation, and our people have unexpected trips, and I don't see a problem at all with keeping a little bit of extra medication in store. So it would be up to the doctor. But I'm sure the doctor just wonders why you need it, and he's afraid you're going to sell it, or you're going to are you going to take too much? I don't know what but as far as I know, ethically or legally, you could do that. It would be different on pain medications or anything that's scheduled that's habit forming. But on your usual type of medication, I just really don't see a problem of giving some extra. And I wish I knew the alternative argument for that, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't. But it, you know, there was no argument. There was no. It just gave me this look like you're out of your mind. And many, many years ago, back in Virginia, probably 15 years ago, I was bitten by a tick, and I got a really high fever. And that was Friday after the little doctor's office in town, you know, like a one person doctor's office, was closed. And they didn't answer the phone. They just, you know, it would say, call 911 or go to the emergency room. Well, I waited and waited. And ultimately, I'll tell you the rest of the story when we get back on the other side of this break about my tick bite and my high fever. I'm Vin Finelli. Dr. Hubbard's with us, thesurvivaldoctor.com. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800 686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Hubbard's with us, medical doctor, and I was telling you a little bit about when I was bitten by a tick many years ago on the East Coast, and I ended up with a high fever, and my doctor's office was closed, and the answering machine said, you know, call the hospital, go to the emergency room, those kinds of things. So I ended up in the emergency room with a really high fever, and the emergency room doctor prescribed an antibiotic. It was a $4 antibiotic, but it was several hundred dollars worth of emergency room charges for this. And all I really needed was a $4 antibiotic. My doctor at the time would not prescribe a supply of 7 days' worth of an antibiotic for our family to have on hand. And I just didn't understand it, because you know, now I know. If I were a dog breeder, I could go to the veterinarian and say, may I have some amoxicillin, tetracycline, cefalexin? There are a whole bunch of antibiotics that I could buy for my dogs. But my doctor wouldn't prescribe it. So I think that might be what you're seeing as a concern for why can't we have a 7-day course of antibiotics on hand. What is it that I could do to myself by having that? Why would I hurt myself with that, Dr. Hubbard?
Well, the last time we were talking a few minutes ago, it was about prescription medications that you take every day. Now we're talking about antibiotics. And the problem with the antibiotics, the reason the doctors don't like to prescribe those, one is we're inundated by the dangers of overprescribing. Right now, there are several new super bugs out there that are going to be really, really not. There's nothing out there that's treating them well as far as any antibiotics. They become resistant, and so that's one of the main reasons I think that doctors hate to prescribe antibiotics more than for more, especially for your other members or your family, or when you start having some fever and you don't know why, and you have a little bit of a sore throat or something, and you take antibiotics, and it's a virus, and it's not a bacteria, so the antibiotics don't do very or don't do anything other than kill your good bacteria, and the ones that are resistant to that antibiotic tend to stick around and overgrow, and over a period of time, and millions of types of cases like that, you end up with a resistant bacteria. It's not the only reason by far. There are many other reasons why there's resistant bacteria that you could say along those lines. Even one of them is we give animals, like you said, except talking about cows, cattle, et cetera, we give those antibiotics to them on a routine basis. The overall keeping things clean and with antiseptics and antibacterial soaps or rags or solutions, the bacteria tend to become super. The superbugs tend to become prevalent that way. Back to the original, the prescribing the antibiotics, that would be one of the main things of not wanting to prescribe an extra course of antibiotics to have on hand. The other thing would be that you'd be giving it, if you were to give it to someone who, say, on your case, they probably gave you doxycycline. You don't like to give doxycycline to children because it can permanently stain their teeth and do a few other things. So you need to know the precautions on it and who to give it to. Of course, that would have been, they could have given you something along those lines, but along with the bacterial resistance, there's the possibility of something going wrong with you giving it to somebody else, and you ended up, and the person, the doctor, ends up getting sued. I think if you were, a lot of doctors would. Probably not emergency room doctors, because they have a whole different mindset. They're treating emergencies, and they're not your everyday nor regular doctor. But if you have a family doctor that you go to that you know about, and they know you, I think you could probably explain to them the situation and give them, oh, no, I'm not going to take this unless it's an absolute emergency. And you could probably get a lot of doctors to give you one extra prescription or maybe one for each family member or something like that.
There you go. Dr. Hubbard's with us. The SurvivalDoctor.com. We'll be right back. I've got some questions.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Oh God, you're take
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, at last night's meetup, the owner, Morgan, the owner of GlobalIncidentMap.com, stopped by, and he brought me, I believe, either 1,000 or 2,000 copies of an annual subscription, a full annual subscription of GlobalIncidentMap.com. It's a $198 value. If you were to buy it, it's the same website that government agencies use to see what's happening all over the world, all these bad things that are happening all over the world. It's a flat map of the world, and there are blinking icons. And we're going to be giving away either 1 or 2,000. I have to figure out how many he's given us. But it's $198 each. You're going to get it for free if you come to the Get Prepared Expo. Seriously. And our instructors are going to get them, and our guests are going to get them. So the first, I guess the first 1,000 or the first 2,000, I have to count them. But we're going to give away a bunch of them. And I posted on the website what the map looks like. So if you go to usapreparedness.com, globalincidentmap.com, it's globalincidentmap.com. But there's a link on usapreparedness.com, page one, the top post. Just click on the post, open it up, and then click where it says click here. It'll take you right to it. I think you're going to be impressed. So if you come to the Get Prepared Expo, you get a free copy. It's worth almost $200. We did it before. We've given away a couple thousand of them at the last expo, and probably we've given away maybe 5 or 6,000 of these in the past. So we're doing it again. Dr. Hubbard's with us. Dr. Hubbard, what about heart attacks? What do we do in an emergency situation when we think someone's having a heart attack?
A little bit depends on where you are again, and if you're in a situation where you are in somewhere where you can call 911, then that's going to be the thing to do really first. But if you are
and
after that, things get a little more clear. The second thing you're going to want to do, of course, is determine the symptoms and how bad the person is that's having the heart attack. Let's say that they're having some squeezing, chest pain, radiating down their arm with sweating, or something similar to that, then you should give them have an aspirin, chew up an aspirin, either chew up about 4 baby aspirin or 1 whole aspirin. This will work within several minutes. It'll start working within the body, and it will help the platelets not stick as well as they would ordinarily, and therefore a clot formation. It might help a clot formation from forming more, and it also decreases inflammation, which is another part of a heart attack, in inflammation in the blood vessels. It can decrease that, and in that case, again, stop the heart attack in its tracks. Sometimes with decreasing the clot formation. Now, if at that point, of course, again, 911. But other than that, I would have the person lie down and try to rest and try to relax as much as possible. Hard to do, but that's what I would try to do. And if you have something that you can give them for pain, give them something for pain, whether it's some codeine or their regular medication, of course. Some people have nitroglycerins handy that they take in situations like this, but if not, you might want to give them something for pain. If you were try to get as much oxygen around as possible, if you have some oxygen, fine. If you don't, maybe if it's not too cold, open a window. Be sure nobody smokes in the room, and obviously not the person. And if the person is a little cold, which is a lot of cases on a lot of trauma and diseases, you can get a little hypothermic. So put a good blanket on them. Make sure that they're as comfortable as they can. And that's going to be about all you can do. And you're going to be watching for side effects. Are complications, and the main complication, the main thing people die about, at least initially, with a heart attack, is irregular heartbeats. And you can do a few little things for that, but in the field. But again, medication and an IV is going to be the best method to get those irregular heartbeats under control. Irregular heartbeats, then certain ones of them, not all by any means, but certain ones of them can lead to your heart going, stopping. And at that point, you're going to have to try CPR. So one of the things I would suggest for people to do is to know CPR. It's a really, you'd be amazed how easy it is and how good you feel after you know that you know it. And you can get test. You can get on-hand education at various locations, including you could call the hospital, or you could call the American Heart Association, or look online, or a Red Cross, or any of those types of situations. In most towns, they're going to have some sort of CPR training.
Dr. Hubbard, when as I ask you these questions, I'm a lot of the reference points are from where I am in the middle of nowhere. There's the nearest business would be a couple miles away. There's nobody here. You know, nearest neighbors a mile away at least, and so I'm thinking, our family's all alone, you know, and we're going to have to take care of ourselves. And calling 911 isn't going to help because, you know, they're so far away. The nearest big city is, you know, well over an hour away. And so that's the point of reference that I come from when I talk to you about spare medicines and extra medicines and antibiotics and those kinds of things. And there's not a doctor in our town, not a single doctor in the town. What about cayenne pepper if someone's experiencing heart attack-type symptoms? I read that putting cayenne pepper under the tongue might be a way to go. Is that something that is recommended or frowned upon?
You can certainly try it. And I don't, I'm honestly not for sure if there are any studies out there that show that it does help. There, I have read on websites that you can stop a heart attack in its tracks with cayenne pepper, and I don't think that's the case. If it was, everybody would be using the cayenne pepper. I mean, it's not that good, but it's certainly worth a try to decrease the inflammation. Again, I think, and I'm not sure how else they would say it would work, but it'd be worth a try.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
About,
I don't think it would help that much. I mean, I don't think it would help. I don't think it's any miracle type medication or anything.
Okay, so if we had a choice between doing one or the other of cayenne pepper or getting the person who we believe has a heart attack in an emergency situation where there is no doctor and we're it, you know, it's the person suffering and us to help treat that person. Would you recommend the aspirin as the first choice, chewing the aspirin? And or the cayenne, which
well,
is the one
I would
thing
recommend
we
through the aspirin because there's studies and proof behind that helps, and not so much on the cayenne pepper. There's no reason you couldn't do both.
Okay.
But
okay,
I would do the aspirin first.
Okay, and I was driving back from the meetup last night, and it was late at night, and I was listening to the radio in the car or the truck, and there was a commercial for hands only CPR. Now, is that something new that's more effective versus the traditional CPR, which was helping the person breathe and compressing the chest? What's up with the new hands only CPR?
Well, if you go to one of those hands on areas that I was talking about, you'll find that right now are within the last few years, it's been thought that hands-on CPR is as good as both methods. And in someone who is not medically trained, that doesn't work with airways and work with people that have had a rest quite a bit, and your typical person, hands-on is the way to go. Apparently, you get enough oxygen, about as much oxygen as you would with doing the mouth-to-mouth or whatever it is to take for that. To get oxygen to the blood, you get about as much oxygen or as much by doing the regular hands-on. And they think the hands-on is more important, and it's important to get that right and not worry about the other so much unless you're trained in it. And so they've also changed the amount of time you do it. Well, one thing that people do when they do CPR that they do wrong is they don't press hard enough. You've got to press at least an inch and a half or so down and make sure the chest actually comes in contact with the heart and massages the heart. But the other thing is they've increased the speed that you do CPR. You do the compressions. It's 100 beats per minute or 100 compressions per minute. And that increases the blood flow and I think possibly compensates for getting more oxygen to the body as opposed to and compensates for that instead of having to blow in the mouth. It's 100 compressions per minute, and you can think along those lines. If you know the Bee Gees song, Staying Alive, it's the beat of that. If you know the song, Everyone Bites the Dust, it's the beat of that. So whatever your, if you're a pessimist or optimist about what's going to happen, you can go with that beat and you'll be very close to the right one.
Dr. James Hubbard's with us, and when we come back, I'd like to get his opinion on CPR at hospitals. I think I remember them saying, well, if we do these heroic measures, there's going to be broken ribs. Dr. Hubbard and I will be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Pepper's with us, thesurvivaldoctor.com, thesurvivaldoctor.com. He's got a couple great ebooks. They're available in PDF format, smashwords.com. They're $3.99 each. The Survival Doctor's Guide to Wounds and The Survival Doctor's Guide to Burns. And Dr. Hubbard's going to be telling us about that at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. And we've got a banquet dinner. Freeze-dry guy is going to be cooking, and it's going to be about $6. And if you'd like to have dinner with us, the Survival Doctor, me, and the rest of the cast of USAPreparedness.com, you may. That's April 6th at the Get Prepared Expo. Information's on the website. Dr. Hubbard, I was told by a nurse that if they do cardiopulmonary resuscitation, it often ends in breaking the ribs away from the sternum. Is that correct?
It can. It doesn't have to. A lot of times, especially in older people who have more brittle bones, you definitely can break the ribs. You have to get, again, like I said earlier, you have to get down, you have to press down hard enough to get to the heart, and that's going to be probably further than you think you should, and one of the reasons you should have a hands-on class. But a lot of times you hear crunching and cracking, and you don't know exactly what's going on, but there is certainly a possibility of ribs getting broken or getting out of place, either around the sternum, or like I said, it could be just a broken rib anywhere along the rib, and yeah, that happens.
Is that, well, I'll tell you, that's got to be a terrifying process for someone who's never done that, to actually end up breaking the ribs of the person they're trying to save the life of. Is that something that when it happens we have to be concerned that we've done that, or just keep going and keep...
You just keep going. if you think you're doing it right, you just have to keep going. You worry about the ribs after the person's heart starts beating, or you can resuscitate them in some way. Then we'll worry about the ribs later. It's one of those things where you do what you have to do for the most important thing, which is getting the person back alive again, and then you worry about the ribs later. I wish there was a way that you could do it, do both, not break the ribs and not have to, and then you know, get the person back just as well. But as far as I know, there's really not. You've just got to be concerned about your adequate compressions.
Yeah, and Dr. Hubbard, there are many patients who are being treated for congestive heart failure with Lasix to remove the fluids from the body. If there's no medicine available, is there an alternative to Lasix?
There is no prescription alternative that's really good. You could try whatever you could find for a diuretic, and it'd be really, really important to stay away from salt, since salt accumulates fluid in the body, and is probably if you have congestive heart failure, you will already be doing that. Again, oxygen might help somewhat. Help the heart be more efficient, and if you have a portable bottle or something like that around, that would be good. But and as far as a diuretic, you know, if I had that problem, I think I might try, you know, anything that I thought might be a diuretic, such as a little bit of caffeine, a little bit of tea, those sort of things. Not extreme, because if you get too much caffeine, it's going to, or tea, which has caffeine-like products and caffeine in it, you're going to affect the rate of the heart, and you're not going to want to do that.
Okay.
But the main thing about things like that, I think, is not only the congestive heart failure, but trying to, and the heart attacks too, but doing things ahead of time to try to keep those things from coming on once you have if you were to be in an emergency and not to be around medical help.
Dr. Hubbard, thank you so much for being with us. Class, you're going to get a chance to meet Dr. Hubbard at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. Have dinner with him, attend his seminars, talk to him one-on-one. I'm so delighted that Dr. Hubbard's going to be with us. Medical doctor, thesurvivaldoctor.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Mm-hmm.